You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Be Truthful and Honest, Part 1. My scripture comes from Ephesians 4:11 through 16, which states, And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slight deceitful craftiness of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. My text is Ephesians 4:25, which states, Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Honesty is truthfulness. An honest person has the habit of making accurate, trustworthy statements about the life, self, and others, and God. An honest person represents himself just as he is and tells others the truth about themselves. Honesty is not expressing everything that goes through your mind. That is transparency. And a person can be honest without being transparent. However, no one can be consistently honest without a commitment to the truth. Honesty will, at times, hurt someone's feelings, but that does not mean that dishonesty is preferable. Dishonesty is disapproved of in Scripture. Psalms 101:7 states, He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. This tells us that the ideal king will not allow the deceitful to dwell in his house, and he will not count them as intimate friends. Jeremiah 9:5 says, This of a wicked society, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity or wickedness. Speaking the truth or honesty is a mark of healthy human interaction. A person who knows the truth but, for whatever reason, says differently is a liar. The Bible emphasizes the importance of making true statements about God. To purposely misrepresent God is a serious offense. Trusting in lies is consistent with forgetting God. And those who claim to know God but contradict him or add to his words are also called liars. Honesty as a character quality is a sign of the Spirit's work in a person's soul. God cannot lie. Hebrews 6, 17 through 19 states, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Thereby two immutable or unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into within the veil. Therefore, his presence is a person, gives rise to truthfulness. God's people are honest. Dishonesty has worldly rewards. Lying can often bring about financial gain, power, or temporary satisfaction. But the rewards come at a price. Dishonesty leads to more and more wickedness. Proverbs 17:4 states, a wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Lying to fulfill worldly desires ultimately results in the loss of everything a person has, including his life. Mark 8:36 states, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? While it is sometimes tempting to lie, misrepresent ourselves, or downplay uncomfortable truths in an effort to avoid conflict is flattery. Psalms 12:1-3 states, help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity or valueless words, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Again, at times, honesty will hurt the feelings of others. It is inevitable. Proverbs 27:6 states, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. A friend is willing to wound with the truth. Sweet words of lies are the enemies of our soul. That said, honesty shall always be accompanied by gentleness. An honest person is motivated by love, not by an obsession with relaying accurate information. Proverbs 19:22 states, the desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. Above all, the honest person is concerned about telling the truth about God and fostering the spiritual growth of other people. The great gift that Christ gave to the church at his ascension was that of the ministry of peace and reconciliation. The gift of the ministry is the fruit of Christ's ascension. And ministers have their various gifts, which are all given them by the Lord Jesus. The offices which Christ gave to his church were of two sorts. Extraordinary ones advanced to a higher office in the church, such as were apostles, prophets, and evangelists. The apostles were chief. These Christ immediately called, furnished them with extraordinary gifts and the power of working miracles and not going to mislead in delivering his truth. And they having been the witnesses of his miracles and doctrine, he sent them forth to spread the gospel and to plant and govern churches. The prophets seem to have been such as stated and explained the writings of the Old Testament and foretold things to come. The evangelists were ordained persons whom the apostles took and foretook for their companions in travel and sent them out to settle and establish such churches as the apostles themselves had planted. And now being fixed to any particular, and not being fixed to any particular place, they were to continue till recalled. And then there were ministers as pastors and teachers. Some take these names to signify one office, implying the duties of ruling and teaching belonging to it. Others think they designed two distinct offices of standing up, standing youth in the church. And then pastors are such as are fixed at the head of the church with design to guide, instruct, and feed them in the manner appointed by the Christ. And they are also called bishops and elders. And the teachers were those whose work it was also to preach the gospel and to instruct the people by way of encouragement. We see here that it is Christ's privilege to appoint what officers and offices he pleases in his church. And how rich is the church that had at first such a variety of officers and have still such a variety of gifts. How kind is Christ to his church? How careful of it and of its establishment. When he ascended, he gave us the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the gifts of the Holy Ghost are various. Some have greater, others have less measures. But all have for the good of the body, which is taken from Christ's great end and design in giving gifts unto men. The gifts of Christ were intended for the good of his church and in order to advance his kingdom and interests among men. All these being designed for one common end is a good reason why all Christians should agree in brotherly love and not envy one another's gifts. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael, and thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His Son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day He arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, pray, trust and obey His word, and recognize that sometimes silence is golden. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you, and when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement.